Welcome to the Daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is the first in our new series on life, eternity, and hope, using selections from the reclusive American poet, Emily Dickinson. Today we're reading my favorite poem of hers, Tell All the Truth, But Tell It Slant. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. We begin with mindful breathing to give our bodies and minds time to become quiet and still. It allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. Tell all the truth, but tell it slant. Success in circuit lies. Too bright for our infirm delight, the truth's superb surprise. As lightning to the children eased with explanation kind, the truth must dazzle gradually, where every man be blind. Tell all the truth, but tell it slant. Success in circuit lies. Too bright for our infirm delight, the truth's superb surprise. As lightning to the children eased with explanation kind, the truth must dazzle gradually, or every man be blind. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a memory or feeling comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? Tell all the truth, but tell it slant. Success in circuit lies. Too bright for our infirm delight, the truth's superb surprise. As lightning to the children eased with explanation kind, the truth must dazzle gradually, or every man be blind. in this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision or new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. Tell all the truth, but tell it slant. Success in circuit lies, too bright for our infirm delight, the truth's superb surprise. As lightning to the children eased with explanation kind, the truth must dazzle gradually, or every man be blind. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but know that in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer. Or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. I also invite you to visit the Sacred Pilgrim Facebook page and share your word or phrase and what came up for you today. God, we thank you that you are always moving toward us, meeting us where we are, and drawing us ever further up and further in. When we rush to know it all and become overwhelmed, would you show us just that next step to take on the path toward you, our truth? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.